The Escape from 1 Samuel 19. King Saul had planned to have David assassinated, even though he was now his son-in-law. And so David had to make a life or death decision, just as thousands upon thousands of refugees today must make. It was not a flight or fight decision. It was a flight or die one. Now, David's first love, Michal, put her life on the line for David. She loved him and he loved her, despite her father's attitude to David, her husband. There is a time when we must think for ourselves. Both Jonathan and his sister Michal were able to have thoughts independent of their father, and we must always consider the thoughts of our friends and family. But we will be accountable ourselves for our own decisions. We can never blame another for our actions. It was at this time David wrote Psalm 59. And he likened Saul's henchmen, called guards, to be like a pack of dogs waiting to destroy him. He claimed his innocence and called on God, for God was his strength and fortress. In verse 9 of the psalm, he says he will wait for the Lord. It is the same word that was in 1 Samuel 19, when Saul sent messengers to David's house to keep watch over him, planning to kill him in the morning. Saul's guards were watching for David. David was watching for the Lord. Are we looking out for the help of God? At the end of the psalm, he was able to say he was starting to sing again. He goes from anxiety to confidence. After this latest attempt had been made on his life, David made his way to Samuel. It was here that Saul tried to recapture him, and each occasion he was thwarted by the Holy Spirit coming on the attackers and on Saul himself too. This is a remarkable thing. Men opposed to God and his will can become subject to the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. And Saul had a temporary change of nature at this time, as he had done earlier when Jonathan spoke to him. Don't let us be fickle and changeable in our thoughts like King Saul. We must open our minds for the truth and be able to correct our misunderstandings. We have a right to change our minds, but we cannot be constantly changeable in our attitude to people like Saul was. The common sense of Jonathan and the Holy Spirit coming on him was not sufficient to overcome in the long term the effect his jealous heart had on his life decisions. We can have an overwhelming, controlling emotion that captivates and controls our lives too. It might not be jealousy, as there are many emotions that stop us from thinking coolly and calmly about a matter, destroying our rational thought. Some scientists have held to their theories long after sufficient evidence has proved them incorrect. They have ceased looking for the truth and just sought to bolster their own views. We must seek to decide what is right and what is wrong, to find the truth at all costs, or we are living not only a lie, but also failing to live righteously. Jonathan and Michal, though living under the same roof as their father, Saul, chose not to be influenced by their father's obsessional jealousy. And we too cannot let another person's fear and faults deflect us from making the right moral life choices, even if that person is a relative we love. Amen, and the Lord bless you.